Establishing a premium brand in this market is no easy task. The established German competition has a firm foothold with premium car buyers drawn to badges rather than performance benefits. Lexus is a good case in point. Despite being on the market here for nearly 20 years, it still struggles for badge identity. The Mercedes-Benz Star, BMW Propeller and Audi Rings all having strong appeal. So Nissan's luxury brand Infiniti has a hard task to gain sales traction. It deserves to do well because it's nicely built. Its new two-door Q60 sports coupe, a fine example, the 2-litre four-cylinder turbo GT priced at $70,900. Joined in March by a potent 3-litre V6 twin-turbo Red Sport flagship. The Infiniti Q60 is a striking coupe, high points, outstanding turbo engine performance, build quality and a 4-year 100,000K warranty. However, I think the 3-litre twin-turbo V6 flagship will be the standout model of the Q60 trio, the entry GT let down by disappointing electromagnetic steering that doesn't match the rest of the car's performance. Light on centre, but on initial turn-in, lacking feedback and not inspiring confidence. The Infiniti Q60 is well-priced and nicely packaged. The 7-speed auto lacks manual shift paddles, which are just so handy in a sports coupe of this ilk. This aside, it's a very comfortable two-door coupe. I'm David Berthon.